My Life Today, December 13. As heirs, we inherit the kingdom. Heaven is a real and wonderful place. Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Before the ransomed throng is the holy city. Jesus opens wide the pearly gates, and the nations that have kept the truth enter in. There they behold the paradise of God, the home of Adam in his innocency. Then that voice, richer than any music that ever fell on mortal ear, is heard, saying, "Your conflict is ended. Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world." Now is fulfilled the Savior's prayer for his disciples. I will that they also, whom thou hast given me, be with me where I am, faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. Christ presents to the Father the purchase of his blood, declaring, "Here am I, and the children whom thou hast given me. Those that thou gavest me I have kept." Oh, the wonders of redeeming love! The rapture of that hour when the infinite Father, looking upon the ransomed, shall behold his image, sin's discord banished, its blight removed, the human once more in harmony with the divine. Then the redeemed will be welcomed to the home that Jesus is preparing for them. They will associate with those who have overcome Satan and through divine grace have formed perfect characters. Every sinful tendency, every imperfection that afflicts them here, has been removed by the blood of Christ, and the excellence and brightness of his glory, far exceeding the brightness of the sun, is imparted to them. And the mortal beauty, the perfection of his character, shines through them in worth far exceeding this outward splendor. They are without fault before the great white throne, sharing the dignity and the privileges of the angels.